The Crusaders rep, let's move on to them this weekend. Red versus Red battle, two major changes and for the Crusaders as they go in against the Reds. Coach Penny has put Cody Taylor, the vet, back, returning to action. And Dallas McLeod, an interesting change, slots in as center for Levi Almua. Some quick facts for this game. The Crusaders have an impressive record against the Queensland Reds in Super Rugby, held at their home ground specifically. They have won 13 out of the total 15 home games against the Reds, with their defensive being further highlighted by the fact that they have conceded less than 20 points in more than half of those games, which translates to 9 out of the 15 matches. So in 9 of those 15 matches, they conceded less than 20 points, which is quite restricted for another team scoring points in those games. Now, also the Crusaders, who are obviously a force in the Super Rugby Pacific, especially in the recent times. I mean, you know, especially with their seven stack. They've experienced a little bit of a dip in performance against Australian teams, because this fact kind of counters that first one. They have lost 5 of the last 6 matches against Australian opposition, including their last 2 consecutively. This downturn is a stark contrast to the previous dominance, where they had secured victories in 34 of their 36 games against Australian teams in the competition. And so, you know, this recent string of losses kind of highlights a little shift in the competitive landscape of the game and the comp, which is good for us, good for the viewers. Obviously not good for the Crusaders, but nonetheless, it's good for everyone to see that the Crusaders could be challenged in the end. But, you know, obviously staying in the fact that historically the Crusaders are bloody strong against the Australian sides. Let's go to the lineup review for the Crusaders now. And number 1, Tamaiti Williams. Number 2, the vet, Cody Taylor. Fletcher Newell goes in at 3, Scott Barrett at 4, Antonio Shalfoon in at 5, and the loose 3, Colin Grace at 6, Ethan Blackadder at 7, and Christian Leawili at 8. Number 9, Kyle Preston. Number 10, Ta Kemeda. My brother, David Havili at 12, Dallas McLeod at 13, and in the back 3, Seville Reese on the left wing, Shea Fiaki on the right wing, Will Jordan at fullback. On the bench, Ioane Moananu goes in at 16, George Bauer at 17, Sam Martinger goes in at 18, Taylor Cale at 19, Corey Callow at 20, another sacred boy, Mitchell Drummond at 21, James O'Connor back at 22, and Levi Almua, who got slotted out with the substitution in of Dallas McLeod, is in at 23. Now, note 4 of the next 5 games for the Crusaders, they're at Apollo Stadium, so they are lining up for a bit of a fortress run. And they were trying to make it kind of, you know, that they're going to try and lock it down, especially considering, like I said in that preview for the year, this is the last year they'll be playing at the stadium. So I think they're really going to try and knuckle down and try and string together a nice lot of dubs for the next 5 games. The local hero, Dallas McLeod, he's the biggest positional shift for the week. It's going to be interesting. It's an interesting call. I do semi-understand it, but... I think it's going to be good to see David Havili and Dallas McLeod's kind of combination, see what they can string together. And now I assume what's wanted by this is just quicker and faster ball delivery to get to the outsides, because obviously you've got guys like Seville Reese and Will Jordan on the backfield and then Shea Fihaki on the right side. So I think that might be the play here. But nonetheless, I'm excited to see what that does for the Crusaders this weekend. Some of the key matchups, geez. Wow, there are some big matchups this one. That is, you know, when I sorted out the matchups for this game, it kind of made me realize that this actually might be the game of the round as opposed to that Moana versus Canes game. Let me run through some of the matchups I'm really excited to see for this game. Christian Leawili goes up against Harry Wilson. Ethan Blackadder goes up against Fraser McWright. Dallas McLeod goes up against someone who has been on the wing recently, Filippo Dalgunu, which is going to be quite interesting to see. Both of them were in the outsides and now they've been moved into the midfield positions. Obviously Dallas just slots anywhere he wants, really. Hidemaya Murray plays against his old team, lining up against the golden boy Will Jordan. Tate McDermott goes against Cole Preston, which is going to be an amazing battle. It's going to be good to see. They both play a similar style, so it's going to be good to see how that goes ahead. And then the old boy, Alex Hodgman, going against Fletcher Newell. So like I said, those matchups are huge and bloody exciting for us to see this weekend. Players to watch, Tamaiti Williams. He's going to be a big one to watch this weekend. I think his ball-carrying ability has just grown this year, especially his ball-playing ability. It's good to see he's popped a lot more tip balls which is just a little short ball to either your left or right, especially in those pod positions. But I think, you know, I think he's really ready and he's really grown in his game. I think maybe that All Black experience he's got recently has helped him grow, and just being in around that environment as he grows and matures as a rugby player. But I'm really, really excited to see what he brings to this game, considering it's going to be one of those physical battles. You know, in the matchup, I think Fraser McWright, I mean, if you are a fantasy player and don't have Fraser McWright on your team, you are crazy. Funnily enough, he is kind of like a Crusaders-esque kind of player. Hard worker, doesn't miss tackles, runs hard. Positionally, he's everywhere on the field. If you had like a hotspot map for him, he'd probably be red on the whole grid. And so that's going to be a good player to watch for this matchup this weekend. Harry Wilson as well, similar. He just re-signed with, you know, the Wallabies and the Reds. So he's proving his point that he's here to stay. He's here to be, I think he is the captain of the Reds as well. So, you know, he's in there for a reason. He's re-signed for a reason. I think he's going to prove to everyone this year why he should be there and why he deserves to have that place. My brother Taha Kemeta can take control here as well. So he's another player to watch for this game. I loved what I've seen from him this year. I think, you know, he's really maturing and growing into that position at 10. His skills are crazy. We've seen it as I grew up in touch, watching him throw the ball around. Now he gets to use those fast feet and the agility in on the rugby pitch in the professional environment. And I think he's just growing into it, like I said. And so watching him take control, hopefully, of this game this weekend will be huge. And obviously, with guys like James O'Connor as well, who will know these Australian boys, know how they play, know kind of the Aussie way of playing, well, insights into that at least. He'll whisper to Taha, you know, a couple little tips and tricks for this weekend's game. So he'll be well prepped for it mentally, physically. Taha's ready for this one. So I think he's going to have a huge inning this weekend. And then Will Jordan, look, you don't really need to talk about him too much. He's a freak. He's too smart for this game. He's going to be everywhere before you even know what's happening. So Will Jordan's going to be a massive one for this weekend. Predictions, I think the Crusaders are going to get it and pip them. It's going to go down to the wire, 1-12, 100%. I think it's a 1-12 kind of game. Just like, you know, a lot of the Super Rugby Pacific 2025 season has been. Look, 1-12, I reckon Saders get up. And if I was going to choose a man of the match for this game, I am actually going to go with Ethan Blackadder. Fraser McWright obviously is the big talking point of the league. And I think Ethan Blackadder kind of turns up this game and says, look, I want to be an All Black. I deserve to be an All Black. I've come off a hard year with injuries. Look, I'm back. And so this could be his statement game that Ethan Blackadder needs.